Welcome to this week's edition of Hockey Unfiltered, the podcast with Ken Campbell. I am the sidekick. I am Dylan Waugh. I am the Scooby-Doo to Ken's Shaggy, mostly because Ken brings me coffee or Dylan treats. Today we're going to be talking about the Tarasenko trade. What is going on with the Coyotes and Jacob Chychrun? And is this a market cray-cray for D-men? Does 1 p.m. work for you? Oh, sorry, I wasn't supposed to read that part of the text. I came up with that bit when you were on your way here. I thought
that's
it was
not
a good one.
That's not bad, yeah.
It's good, eh?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Let me ask you, have you been to the AGO this week?
I try to go a couple of times a week.
Yeah.
And
do you actually?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't been there in about 10 years. I go there when my wife drags me there.
Okay.
She goes all the time because she's an artsy fartsy.
Yeah.
So she likes that stuff.
My brother's old band was called the Artsy Fartsy No Ones.
It's not bad.
It's a good name, eh?
It's not bad at all. Yeah.
It was a folk duo.
And so haven't been there for a while.
You should go.
Well, okay.
They've got an exhibit that I think you'd really like.
I think you have to acknowledge that our whatever audience we have, the tens of people who listen to this, they're not all from Toronto and they don't know
they're
what
actually
AGO
mostly
stands.
American.
They don't know what AGO stands for. So for them it's like a go. So it's the Art Gallery of Ontario.
Yeah. Actually, most of our audience
Which I wouldn't be caught dead in because it's fucking art. Like,
well,
they've got an exhibit right now
that you'd love.
I'm a hockey guy. Like, I'm a hockey guy. I just, like, I don't want to go look at
You're
art.
Not letting me get to the fact that they have a Leonard Cohen exhibit.
Art. Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah.
This whole thing was me trying to get
genius.
You.
That this musical whole, genius?
Yeah,
Leonard
this whole
Cohen?
Thing was me trying to get you revved about Leonard Cohen, and instead I got you revved about just hating art in general. So
I don't hate art in general. That was an act. But the Leonard Cohen part I can get revved up about. I wear a fedora, therefore I'm a friggin' genius.
It's closing
it's in time. Yeah. I don't know.
They say it happened just like this. A sigh, cry, a hungry kiss. Best thing about Leonard Cohen, I'm not a big Leonard Cohen fan. Both my parents were.
Mm-hmm.
So I was subject to him a lot growing up. But the best thing about Leonard Cohen is, admittedly, the mural to him in Montreal is fabulous.
Yeah.
When you look down whatever that street is.
Hallelujah is the worst, most overrated, horrible song ever.
I know you hate
it. It's the most hackneyed song ever. And I like just shoot the damn thing into the sun. Like, seriously.
Okay,
it's
so I've been waiting to make
awful.
You feel as bad as possible about this.
Hallelujah. Yeah, what? I've been they played it at my father's funeral or something. What? Like,
yes,
is that what you're going to say?
Actually, yes. Okay. I sang it at my father's funeral.
Why am I laughing about your father's funeral? Why am I laughing about your father's funeral?
He was 5 years younger than you when he died. This is no laughing matter. Okay. Well,
so when you sang it, was there anybody in the crowd that went, like,
not a dry eye in the house?
Well, see, I would have been like,
you never knew my dad.
So. Yeah, I know, but I would have been like if that was now and you were doing that, I would have been like, shut up, Dylan. Like, come on. Really?
Did you ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm? Because that is such
a
Larry David thing. That's such a Larry David thing. Like one of the daughters is singing. Yeah, well, it was one of his favorite tunes.
Was it?
Yeah. And then I got typecast in almost every family funeral that has happened since then.
Oh,
I've sang
really?
That song at it.
See, that's where I am. I gotta be the MC at everybody's wedding and everybody's birthday party. I gotta do a speech. I'm the speech guy.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
good.
Well, no, there can be some pressure associated with that.
I did a speech at my brother's wedding.
Everybody expects you to like be great. And most of the time I am. So it's good.
I did a speech at my brother's wedding and it was mostly making fun of his wife.
Yeah.
His bride. And there was an issue with the cake and she immediately left the room. So it just came across like total sour grapes.
Oh,
me
wow.
Just making fun of her behind her back. And I was like, whoops. Like, we've got a relationship that we make fun of each other. So, like, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
But if she was there guffawing in the audience, but it just seems like she walks away and I'm like, look at this horrible person kind of thing. Anyways.
Wow.
We got two reviews last week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Somebody emailed me and said, I can't leave a review. I'm trying to, and I can't. And
oh, what did they say?
I don't know. I'll tell you later. I said, I'll talk to Dylan about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first one, this is great. Great insight, fresh takes, insightful and interesting banter. Dylan does the heavy lifting and Campbell finishes.
What a bunch of bullshit that is. You do the heavy lifting. It absolutely is. That is so not true.
Can I just say that, like, I'll just throw it out there. Your memory is astounding. Like, your ability to remember just, like, minutia details. I'll be like, oh, well, what was that around 3.5? Yeah. You're like, 2.8, like, 2.82, yeah, Dylan. Yeah, yeah. What's so hard?
Or names. Like, yeah. It's like, you'll be like, Barry Trotz. And I'm like, no, it's Jim Montgomery.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, or whatever it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's the guy that, I have buddy that's like that. He's like, who's the guy that scores all the goals for Toronto? you know, Austin Matthews? Yeah, him. Okay.
Then he says, P.S. Haggard's the greatest country and Western lyricist of all time.
Okay.
I don't know if I agree with that. I can hear that, but I know
I don't care about it.
Okay. Well,
because
I would say,
I don't know anything about it.
I would say,
isn't the greatest country lyricist of all time Willie Nelson? Like, isn't that, like,
I was going to say it's Hank Williams.
Okay.
A lot of songs that we know are Hank Williams covers that.
But what about Billy Ray Cyrus though?
What rhymes with achy? I got it. Breaky. Like, you'll go down in history, my friend.
I think you gotta have him in there for sure. For sure.
All right, here's the next one.
What?
Keep your finger on the fast forward button. You ready? You're going to love this.
He said this?
Yeah, this is the name of the review.
Okay, so
2 stars.
Out of how many?
5.
Okay.
Ken is great. I listen to this for him. However, there are far too many stories about himself by the other guy. I think that's me. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I hear enough grand tales from former junior goalies in beer league. It's not what I'm looking for on a podcast about the league.
So, Dylan, like, maybe you should have a little self-reflection here.
I've got 3 comments about that.
1, no. 2, no. And 3, did you hear about the time I did this? Like, oh, yeah.
It does. Well, it reminds me of a time that I was in beer league. No.
Oh, my God.
No, firstly, this isn't a podcast about the NHL.
It's not?
No.
But it's also not a podcast about failed beer league goalies.
Well, secondly, I'm not a junior goalie turned beer league. I'm a beer league goalie turned...
Failed
pro.
Whatever. Bowl. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Well,
okay.
But I'm just saying that I've got pro experience.
Okay.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
So it's not, I don't tell beer league stories here, although we did talk about maybe it'd be funny to tell some good beer league stories.
Yeah.
Anyways, thirdly, I really, really disagree with the first line. Ken is great. No caveat to that. Not a Ken is great, but.
No.
Wow.
Oh, Ken has a great butt too. I've been working on it.
Whoops. Anyways, there's our 2 reviews.
Yay for us.
Yeah, we got a
bring
5
more,
star
bring
and
on
a
more.
2 star.
Bring on more. Bring on more reviews.
We got a 5
and whoever
star
is
and a
listening
2-star
to who's ever the fast forward guy, I'll just say if Dylan's going to start talking, I'll just say hit fast forward for like, depending on the story, it could be 30 seconds.
You know,
it could be 10 minutes.
Use your outside
it could be
voice,
10 minutes.
Your inside voice outside. We all know to fast forward when I'm talking. You didn't have to say it.
Okay.
Bring nothing to the table. But also, the whole behind the scenes, truthfully, Ken does a lot of the heavy lifting. It's Ken knows his hockey. Put it that way. Shall we get to our actual topics du jour?
I don't know. I don't really feel comfortable talking about them.
No?
I don't really know much about them.
Okay, so I'm gonna do all of the heavy lifting around them, and then you can just come in with your little zinger at the end and finish it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tarasenko was traded.
He was, definitely.
Oh, you knew that. You heard about
I did hear about
that.
Okay,
good.
Yeah.
Tell me what you feel about the Tarasenko trade.
Well, I feel like it's basically Tarasenko for a first round pick. Everybody else cancels each other out. Sammy Blais and Hunter Skinner and all these other guys.
BC level prospects.
Yeah. So it's Tarasenko for a first round pick, which I think is a good trade for both sides. I think this is a really good trade for both sides. I mean, you know, the fact that Tarasenko was deeply, deeply discontented in St. Louis, What was that?
It was just my computer.
Okay. And made no secret of the fact that he wanted out. I think, you know, Doug Armstrong probably got as good a return as he was going to get. And I think Tarasenko in New York is a really good fit. I mean, obviously, it's been a good fit so far. He scored in his first game. Mm-hmm. And I think they've won five in a row. And he's been part of two of the wins or something. Yeah. But yeah, but like the thing about Tarasenko is, and what I admire about the guy actually is he never, like last year, he put in that trade request last year and like he was amazing last year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and he did not shortchange anybody. You know what I mean? Like he played hard. He played hard in that Stanley Cup run that they had in 2019. Like he's a guy who plays hard and when he can play is going to give you everything he has.
Yeah.
And I think that's really all you can ask. And, you know, to put him right in your top six, like a guy like that, I mean, he's not a, I don't think he's a 30 goal scorer anymore.
He's got 10 on the year so far. So yeah. I would suggest that he's not.
Yeah. But I mean, he's been hurt and there's been other stuff. And so
but that's part of it.
Yeah,
like your health absolutely. Is part of
absolutely, yeah. absolutely, yeah. It's part of it. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't like. I see. I always envision like New York gets this guy. They give up a first round pick. It's going to be either Dallas's or theirs. It's mm-hmm. probably going to be Dallas's because Dallas is going to finish higher than them, and so it'll be better than them. So it'll be like
the worst of the two picks.
So yeah. It'll be like 28, 29, whatever.
Yeah.
If Dallas wins a cup, it'll be 32.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like New York's like, yeah, we're good with that because he's the guy who's going to score the overtime goal in game 7 against New Jersey that gets us out of the first round.
But the fact that you have two first round picks to play with like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you've already got house money and then you can convince mm-hmm. another GM that the condition is you get the worst one.
Yeah, I would have made it. Well, I mean, obviously they
did
wanted
you have siblings?
Five of them.
Okay, so you know this deal. If you get a pie or something like that.
We couldn't afford pie in our house.
Come on.
No, seriously.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, yeah. Well, so yeah. So like I touched on your little thing about singing that at your father's funeral and you've kind of hit a little sore spot with me. So we're even now. Thanks. Way to go. Thanks for bringing up those memories. I appreciate it, bud.
Okay, so.
You're the best.
Real nice. So if I cut.
So you get a pie, right?
You what? I cut you.
The cheese.
No.
What?
Yeah. If you get something, any kind of treat that you're sharing with siblings, if I cut, you choose the slice.
Okay.
Right? And that's how you make it even with siblings.
That's not how you make it even. I guess.
That was always the rule.
Yeah.
If I cut, you choose.
Right. Okay. Right? So, yeah. So that.
What I'm saying is that if you're New York, you got to cut and choose.
That's very communistic. Communistic. Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What I'm saying is that they managed to cut and choose.
Yeah.
The New York Rangers.
They did.
They got their pick. Yeah, they got their player.
Yep.
And they said, you get whatever scraps are left over kind mm-hmm. of thing. You get mm-hmm. that extra first round pick that would be very late and we don't really care about.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
To your point about Tarasenko, he is at his peak performance. He's one of the better power forwards in the league.
He is.
And if we see Lafreniere and Kako round into form this playoffs like we saw them do last playoffs. And Hedl.
We're still kind of waiting for that, eh?
No, well, we are, but they looked good last playoffs. To do it
on a consistent basis.
Correct.
Yeah.
But if we see them do that this playoffs like they did last playoffs and Hedl, the kid lines back together again or whatever they call it, and they're going to have a lot of very big, very scary forwards to deal with for any team. And that doesn't even mention Jacob Trouba.
Right.
Doing Jacob Trouba things.
Who, as I said,
yeah,
I've said this before.
Yeah.
If they play New Jersey in the first round, he's going to punch Jack Hughes in the face on the first shift.
I don't know that he's going to do that.
Yeah, he is.
The thing that I like about Trouba is that he's been mostly clean.
Yeah, he's going to run. He's going to run over like Jack Hughes, Nico Hischier.
Oh yeah,
and Jesper Bratt. And he's going to say, "Oh, hey, let's see if you have an answer for that."
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if Dougie Hamilton's the answer, because that's the guy.
He's not.
I know, but he's so big. You just want him to be.
He's not.
Yeah.
He'll score the overtime goal to beat you, but that's not his MO at all.
No, of course it's not his MO.
Yeah.
But you always wonder. Yeah, with Ryan guys
Graves.
Like that.
Ryan Graves. Same thing. Like he's not that guy either.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Jonas Siegenthaler. Like none of them are.
Yeah.
Like, they're big, but yeah.
Yeah. But you just always wonder if there's something that just snaps. In a guy like that, you know what I mean?
I don't think so. No? I don't think so.
There's nothing there to snap.
I think he would have snapped already if it was going to happen.
Yeah,
because he's had a lot of people say a lot of dumb things about him.
Yeah,
you know, like with the museums and all that stuff. So,
God forbid you be smart in hockey and want to go to like the AGO or something.
Why would you do that?
Never mind.
If I did that, I'm sure people would think I was an idiot and like they think I was like not being a team guy.
Right, exactly. You know?
Instead of going like out to dinner and say like maybe a strip club after.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, that's way
the only
more
acceptable form of entertainment.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tarasenko, before we just get off of this, 29 points, 38 games, 10 goals in that time. If he played a full season at that, that puts him at about 22 goals or so for the season. So still not a 30 goal scorer, but he's got 44 hits on the year, which hits are kind of, you know, it's a stat that
hits
whatever.
Hits is a stupid stat.
It's a stupid stat. But for a guy that's had injury issues with his shoulders, what that suggests to me is that he's not afraid to mix it up physically again.
No. He like the one thing you can say about Vladimir Tarasenko is he's going to play hard.
Okay, but
he's
going to
play
years
hard
ago,
all the time.
2 years ago, he was timid.
Yep.
And that's why I say 2 years ago, he's timid. Last year, like you said, he kind of brought it again. And then this year, he's being injured, but bringing it when he's not.
Yep.
That's why I bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to say that statistically, he's showing that he's not afraid to mix it up physically.
Right.
And if you're the Rangers, that's a good thing. Look, they're a great team that got better. And
they're a pretty good team that got better.
Shesterkin's kind of not quite peak last year, but starting to look more like the Shesterkin that we know and love. I mean, he never looked bad this year, but he just wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
He just didn't follow it up very well. Anyways, how do you feel about them? You think that they're a second round exit team or?
Well, right now they would play New Jersey in the first round, right?
Yeah.
And then they would probably play Carolina in the second round.
Yeah.
They didn't lose to Carolina last year.
No.
So
they're a better team this year than they were last year.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're a bit of a wild card, those guys. Like, not a wild card team.
Yeah. Well, they lost a few key players.
Mm-hmm.
Kopp, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And they lost kind of some of their grit in the middle six.
Right.
But I don't know. Hard to bet against them, but also hard to bet against Carolina. Boy, that's going to be a really fun playoff.
That'll be a good series. Division. That would be a good series. And I'm not even sure they can get past New Jersey.
Right.
I think they will because, like I said, New Jersey's Exhibit A in the team that they just need to. I think they'll get smoked in the first round.
Yeah.
And it won't be pretty and it won't. And a couple of their guys are going to learn some pretty tough lessons.
Yeah.
Especially like the Rangers isn't a good matchup in that respect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they'll scare New Jersey. I think they
100%.
They will scare New Jersey. And I think they'll beat them.
Yeah.
But New Jersey will learn from that.
I mean, and New Jersey's number one shutdown defenseman. Marino.
Yeah.
Is not a big guy.
Mm-mm.
He does it with his smarts, but if he starts getting hammered in the corners every single time that puck goes in there,
they might be Barkley Goodrow for a reason. They have, you know, those guys for a reason. Even Chris Kreider's a really, you know.
Don't remind me what Chris Kreider is.
Because he really drives the net hard. Like, have you ever noticed that? That he like really like goes hard to the
net?
I've
never once seen that.
Like it's just
Did you
one
see
of those
Carey
things.
Price's revenge when he clotheslined Kreider coming around the net once?
No, I don't know.
I'll show you that. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Anyways, so shall we move on?
I guess so.
Check out kencampbell.substack.com for this podcast directly into your inbox and Ken's great writing. Check us out on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to leave a review. Only if it's a good one, though. Come on, person.
But leave us reviews. Like, we definitely want reviews.
We do want reviews.
And even if they're good, like, even if you're, if you like only one of us, then say only like one of us.
Technically, that should be 2.5 stars.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be. It should be. I think most people would. I think my chances are good if people only like one person. I like my chances.
Well, considering that it's your Substack and it's Hockey Unfiltered with Ken Campbell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't blather on about stuff.
Well, people just don't like pleasing baritone voices. Hello, I'm on the radio. Coming to you soothingly through your AM dial. I don't know why I went with that. Anyways, let's move on.
See, case in point, right there.
Okay.
Right there. Yeah.
What, you don't like cringy sensitive humor? No?
Well, I do because I hang around with you.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Speaking of which, this has nothing apropos of nothing, but do you have Netflix?
No.
Okay, you gotta watch Kunk on Earth.
Okay, I've watched Kunk on Britain.
Okay, well, it's...
I was actually going to show you Kunk on Britain.
Kunk on Earth is just... It's ridiculous.
It's like, very
it's
funny.
It's so good. It's so funny. I usually watch Netflix while I work out.
Yeah.
And I stopped watching that while I was working out because I would just... I'd take a drink of water and she'd say something and then I'd spit take it. Like, it was insanely funny.
I was actually
going
to send you Kunk on Britain. Funny. All the episodes are on YouTube.
Yeah.
Full episodes, Kunk on Britain. And it's so funny. She's like... Oh,
she's the best. And the academics, like, that are playing along with it.
Amazing. Like,
they're just unbelievable.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. So anyways,
in Kunk on Britain, she finally got one of the academics to crack.
She got one to crack on this Kunk on Earth too.
She goes, would you say that this is a significant event or an important event if you had to pick one? He goes, significant. So not important at all, eh? Well, no, it was important. So you wouldn't say significant. And it just went back and forth. And then just the guy just goes, before it cuts scene. Really, really funny stuff. Yeah.
She goes to the guy. She goes, what would you say is the better book, the Bible or the Koran? Or she goes, the Koran. And he says, the Koran. And she goes, okay, so that one.
Hook, line, and sinker. Yeah. Oh, that's really good.
It's is so good.
She's really, really funny.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was... for those of you still listening.
Yep.
Yeah, don't forget to leave us a review of impersonating Philomena Kunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, she's fantastic.
Yep.
I don't regret nothing.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about Jacob Chychrun.
Hey, everybody. The action never ends at DraftKings Sportsbook. With tons of ways to bet on all your favorite sports, you can fuel your fandom and feel the heat of the season like never before. Plus, right now, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. That's right. Make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't win, you'll get another shot to cash in. You can throw down on all the major action for baseball, golf, MMA, and more, and hockey, too. Plus, with same-game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, and props, your betting options feel endless. Best of all, DraftKings is safe and secure and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want.
Perfect.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Make your first deposit and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Call your buddy Superman Bill.
Yeah. He's been quiet lately with inquirers.
Oh, has he, eh?
Yeah. He's kind of gone into radio silence with me anyway, so. But.
Well, considering that you're his number one scout.
Yes, I am. it's funny because I think everybody's talking about how he's put himself in a corner here and.
Well, he's not in the corner.
And he's you know, like, he's pulling out of deals, and that's okay. I mean, to me, he still doesn't have to trade him.
Right.
Just because Jacob Chychrun wants to be traded doesn't mean that he has to trade him.
Yeah.
He's still got 2 years on a really good deal, like two more years after this year.
Okay.
So to me, yeah, I'm waiting for the deal that I want. You know, I mean, if people are going to ask for a first round pick and two other assets for Gavrikov, you know, I mean, yeah, I'm going to want top dollar for Jacob Chychrun.
Okay, so I want to walk you through an exercise, and I'm kind of curious if your answers will be the same as mine on this, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the Jacob Chychrun exercise. I will posit that I think that Jacob Chychrun is worth anything and everything that Bill Armstrong wants to ask.
Right.
Two first rounds in your number one prospect, pay it. Don't care. Pay it. Don't care who you are.
Okay.
And here's why. Let me ask you. What would you, if Jacob Chychrun was signed a contract last offseason, what would he be worth, give or take?
Well, the season before, he would have been worth, like the year he came off of the, like 18 goals.
No, like let's say hypothetically, okay, sure. Let's say that.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Let's say hypothetically he signs a contract the same offseason as Seth Jones.
A lot more than 4.6.
How much?
Yeah.
Eight?
Yeah.
Nine maybe?
Yeah.
Seth Jones got eight.
Mm-hmm.
He might get nine.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say he's worth double what he's being paid now, $4.5 million. Now let me ask you, Peter Mrazek was being paid how much by the Toronto Maple Leafs?
$4 million.
$4 million. What did it cost the Toronto Maple Leafs to get $4 million off of their books?
First round pick?
A first round pick.
Yeah.
Meaning that if Jacob Chychrun is worth $4.5 million more than he's being paid right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's not, but yeah.
Okay. Well, he isn't, right? Market dictates, right?
Right.
But let's just say hypothetically, if buying $4 million of cap space costs you a first round pick, that's the going rate. Then your first round pick has bought you the cap space you saved on Jacob Chychrun.
Right.
You haven't even bought the player yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I say that he is worth whatever he's worth.
Well, but the whole thing with this is
cap space is more valuable than anything in this league. Well, the whole
wild card is his health.
Yeah, but that almost makes it better.
Huh?
Oh, what? You've not seen a playoff team use LTIR before?
Oh, yeah. Okay, but yeah.
I'm just saying, like, okay, I'm not saying it makes it better.
But
like,
I'm just saying. Like, that. I've been told, like, some people seem to think that he's backed himself into a corner, and I don't think he
can
has.
Can you say who you've been told that by, or at least, like, maybe not specifically who, but rather by other reporters, by scouts, by GMs?
No. I don't listen to other, like, I don't consider other reporters credible sources.
Okay.
Because I'm not.
But you've been told by sources.
Yeah. Yeah.
That they think that Bill Armstrong's backed himself into a corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have they arm wrestled Bill Armstrong yet?
No, they haven't, but they'd probably lose.
Well, that man's a specimen. He's never backed into a corner. He's most dangerous in the corner.
He looks like he still can't play.
Anyways, look, I'm just saying your first round pick, that's gone before you've even talked about the player.
Right. Right.
And he's the best defenseman on the market right now.
Right.
Period. Well, I guess Erik Karlsson.
I guess.
If the rumors are to be believed that they're shopping him around. But that's got a price tag tied to it that's hefty.
That's a fantasy hockey trade.
That one could choke a donkey.
Yeah, it
like,
could.
Honestly,
it could.
Right?
Yeah.
Much more you want to say about Jacob Chychrun, or do you want to move on?
No, I just think that there's just no sense of urgency here, you know?
No, there's not.
Not on the seller's part at all.
No.
At all. It's like, you know, okay, I'll trade him if I get a really good package, but I'm not giving up any, I'm not backing down on anything here.
Yeah.
Because I still got him at 2 years at $4.6 million.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a no trade, but I mean, I think he has to give 10 teams or something. But it doesn't matter. The guy wants out anyways. So.
He wants out. He'll get out.
Yeah.
And the 10-team no trade, basically the only teams that are going to be on that are going to be like Chicago and like, you know.
Oh, probably. I doubt if Chicago would be on that list. No, it'd be Winnipeg and Toronto and
Oh, you think
Calgary
it's Canadian teams, eh?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Well, okay,
they could trade him anywhere now. They won't be able to trade him anywhere after this year.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
And then the trading team, the team that gets him, can actually choose at that point not to honor the no trade, I believe. There's like a weird caveat where if you get traded before your no trade kicks in, then the other team can choose not to honor that no trade.
Yeah, there's something with that. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but
do you want to broaden our field of focus to the defense market, which you termed, and I'm quoting
cray
here,
cray.
Cray cray.
It really is.
It really is.
It really is. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that Erik Karlsson's having the year he's having, but can he possibly be worth that much?
Were they saying three first
round picks?
Ah, come on.
And prospects and taking on that, you know, I mean, taking on that salary and everything. Like, it just doesn't work. I mean, Ken Holland's big thing in Edmonton is, and which is why I don't think they're getting them.
Right.
Everybody talks about, I just don't think they're getting them. He talks about dollars in, dollars out all the time.
Yeah.
That's his big mantra. Dollars in, dollars out.
Yeah.
I don't see how you can do dollars in, dollars out with him. Unless, you know, you trade Jesse Puljujärvi and Kyler Yamamoto but that's not going to get it done.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to want an Evan Bouchard. They're going to want a Philip Broberg. They're going to want, you know, so, and I just don't know that he's better than Tyson Barrie. He's better than Tyson Barrie. We know that.
Yeah.
But is he that much better than Tyson Barrie that it's worth that? You know what I mean? Like, and
that's always the question.
And you've still got all those years left on this deal.
That's always the question. Is he that much better than Tyson Barrie?
Yeah.
Yes. He's much, much better than Tyson Barrie.
Yep.
But to the swallowing $11 million better and gutting the rest of your roster in order to make that $11 million.
Well,
work.
They're not. They wouldn't be swallowing that much.
No, they couldn't.
Yeah,
but
they couldn't.
I mean, the thing is that Tyson Barrie likes to do a lot of the work himself. Mm-hmm. That is his preferred method of puck moving. Karlsson can make smart passes a lot more than Tyson Barrie can.
Karlsson is a Hall of Famer. Right now. If his career, if he, that ankle went out on him and his career ended right now.
Yeah.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I agree.
Like, easy.
I agree.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're right in the sense of like, is, you know, in terms of the value, my only thing is that like, if you're Edmonton, like
you got to do something on the back end. You absolutely have to.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to.
Yeah. And the more that I think about it, the more I'm like, they've got to get somebody that moves that puck quickly up to Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, because there is a reason why those two are not scoring at their ridiculous rates at 5 versus 5.
Yeah.
They're doing it on the power play.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I can think of is that the puck is not being moved from the back end enough.
Right.
I see that when I watch them, but at the same time, that could just be my own confirmation bias, because I don't watch them enough to build its own bias.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, what's the disconnect here? Why aren't guys that are that good able to put the puck in at 5 versus 5 as much as their peers?
Yeah.
And that's the only disconnect I can think of.
When they have that kind of talent, yeah.
Well, it's funny. Yeah. So a friend of mine, a Leafs fan, when Tyson Barrie's on the Leafs, he said, he's like, the thing that pissed him off most about Tyson Barrie was that he would always be taking these shots from the point, right, on the power play. And he's like, you've got Matthews and Tavares and Marner with you, and you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to shoot it from the point.
Yeah.
Like, who do you want shooting the puck on that line? And then he's like, now Tyson Barrie goes to Edmonton, where he now has McDavid and Draisaitl, and the guy that you want shooting the puck is going to be Tyson Barrie? No.
Yeah.
Right? He likes to do a lot of it himself, and that's good in certain situations, but I don't think that it meshes as well with a team that has historically good players.
Yeah. So that's why a Gavrikov is worth, you know, first round pick and a top prospect. Like, wow.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, I mean,
that's crazy.
I mean, but he's also got a great deal. That's part of it too.
Yeah.
He's at what, 2.8?
Yeah.
That's outstanding. Like, that is a great cap hit.
Yeah, but again, like, you're talking about a guy that's like a bottom pairing defenseman, really.
Ooh,
on a cup contender team?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Trade him to a cup contender team? Where is he cracking the lineup on Colorado?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man. They had like Bo Byron on the bottom line last year. And what did I say?
Byron.
Whoops.
Whoops.
You see, there Ken is doing the heavy lifting again.
Yeah.
They had Bo Byron on the bottom pair. And that was with Sam Girard injured.
Right.
So anyways.
Oh, actually, no, Gavrikov, yeah. I mean, that he's a rental. He's a rental.
Yeah.
And so like the cap hit kind of offsets the fact that you've only got him for whatever amount of time, right? Which is the rest of this year, unless you can do a long-term deal with him.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, do you want to do a long-term deal with him?
Like, no, you don't.
Because you're not necessarily getting that cost certainty. And if the cost certainty is the only thing that's you know, enticing about it, there's also, and I wanted to talk a little bit as well. Did you watch the Montreal game last night?
Hey, everybody, this time of year, everybody's talking about making big changes, which is all well and good, but most of the time pretty unrealistic. Take me, for example. I said I wasn't going to throw my racket in pickleball anymore, and I still do it. I've actually found that the smallest change to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day, like my Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycon's got you covered. And yes, Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. So you don't even have to choose between products. You can get one of each, or a pair and a spare, and still pay less than you would with some of the other guys. Even if you know you'll love your Raycons as much as I do, Raycons wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. They offer a buy now, pay later option. Every purchase has an easy and free return guarantee. Ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/THPN today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/THPN to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/THPN. I did not.
Montreal, Chicago.
I watched part of it, but I was watching way more compelling games like Colorado.
Well, I can't blame
Colorado
you for...
and Tampa Bay, and yeah, I was watching games that mattered a little bit more than that one.
Well, it was a snooze fest for the first period, but it actually picked up in the latter half of the second period and the third period, and turned into one of those games where it's like two bad teams can be really fun to watch.
Two bad teams are the most fun to watch.
Yeah.
I've always maintained that the higher the level of skill, the worse the hockey is.
Okay,
like
so
like bad teams are great. They're so much fun to watch.
So we're talking about the market right now and what are things worth on the market. And Montreal obviously is going to be a seller, so I wanted to talk about them just briefly.
Okay.
In the last 10 games, Mike Hoffman has 9 points.
I know. And that'll be something where, but 2 years left.
1 year after
this one. 1 year left after this one at, what, 4?
4.5 or something. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you. Josh Anderson has 7 points in the last 10 games.
He may be the most overrated player in the NHL.
I think you might be right. Yeah.
He may be the most overrated player.
He's very fun to watch. You know what it is? The things that are most fun to watch, he does well.
Right.
Right? But like, for a guy that big, he loses a lot of board battles. Like, there's just, there's no excuse that if Josh Anderson and Brendan Gallagher are on a line together and they look at each other and say, who should engage in this board battle? It should not be Brendan Gallagher.
Yeah.
Like, when you really think about it. But no, Gallagher will win it. Anderson will not. Yeah. So Gallagher's injured. He still probably could win it compared to Anderson. Evgeny Dadonov has 7 points in his last 10 games.
Yeah, yeah.
Dadonov, this is the second year that he's just kind of turned it right on around this time. Now, last time was from the no trade.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he turned it on pretty good after that. Alex Belzil, who is actually a UFA, at the end of this has 6 points in his last 8 games.
Yeah, but he's 47.
He's not 47. No, he's
like 30, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a career tweener.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're looking, he's not going to cost a lot. He's going to cost like a 6.
Oh, my God. No one's going to trade for him.
You don't think anyone's going to trade for him?
No.
No?
No. Okay. No.
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Drouin has 5 points in his last.
Oh, come on. Now you're just being stupid.
He's a UFA at the end of the year.
Yeah.
He's got 5 points in 3 games.
Okay.
You wouldn't consider trading for him?
Not in a gazillion years. Not even if they said that we'll pay his whole salary and we'll give you like our net first round pick for the next 15 years. Wow. Okay, maybe then I would.
That's the Brian Burke story. Isn't that the Brian Burke story where he said, like, what would it take to get your first overall pick? I forget who he was calling. And the guy said, nothing, you can't get it. And he goes, don't tell me nothing. What if I gave you my first round pick for the next 15 years? Well, okay, maybe. How about 10 years? So there is a price.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. We just haven't established it. Yeah, no, I would want, like, if I'm a playoff team that is in a good place and, you know, is productive, and I would want nothing to do with Jonathan Drouin. I'd want nothing to do with Mike Hoffman. No, thank you. See you later. We'll just try and get it done ourselves.
Yeah.
No way.
You don't think that they're worth a late round flyer, eh?
I don't.
No?
Yeah, no.
Drouin's a UFA at the end of the year.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's one. Christian Dvorak, 5 points in his last 10 games. He's got one more year left at 4 point something.
Yeah.
Very reasonable salary. Would you take a flyer there?
No, he doesn't. He has 2 more years left after this
year.
Oh,
sorry. Well, that's even better. No?
I don't know. I mean, those salaries are like chicken feed now. Like, they're not considered very high, but, like, it's like, what? Like, what does this guy do? What exactly does this guy do?
4.45.
What is it that you do around here?
You're very vanilla.
That's what I want to say about guys like Christian Dvorak and Josh Anderson.
Yeah.
Can you just sort of tell me exactly what it is that you do around here? Because I don't get it. I don't see you doing much of anything.
Dvorak's a good player.
Yeah, he's okay, but, like, bring it more than once a month. Like, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Like, you know what? You guys are in the Joel Armia camp right now. Like, it's like,
Armia's playing well in the last couple of games, too. Armia's playing well in the last couple of games, too. And he's big, which is always important in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he was on Montreal's very good fourth line in the playoffs last time when they went to the Stanley Cup final with Eric Staal and Corey Perry.
Yep.
And there is a playoff team, pretty good playoff team, with Corey Perry on it that might be looking for a cheap rental. No? Okay. You don't see that?
What, with Dvorak? He's not a rental.
With Armia.
No, they should get Jonathan Drouin back. That'd be great. That'd be really
just
good.
Just to bench him again. Yeah. That's very funny.
Yes.
Is there nothing? I thought it was a pretty intriguing look with all these players heating up towards the trade deadline. Is there nothing on Montreal that intrigues you? If you're a contender.
No, because to me, it's like, because I don't put any stock into it. I don't put any stock into it. Mm. Like, Mike Hoffman is Mike. He is who he is.
Yeah.
He's not what he's doing right now. You know, yeah. I put those kinds of things in the same category as I put teams. I put absolutely zero stock into teams that go on a late season run after they're out of it.
Yeah.
I put zero, like, it's like, because most of the time they come back the next year and they suck again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just, you are what you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, hey, God bless them if they can get something for these guys. But there are several guys on that list that I wouldn't want anything to do with.
Interesting. So, and not to get too deep here, because of course we've got lots of time before trade deadline. But if you were a contender, like who are you circling right now?
Patrick Kane.
Okay. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I mean, guys like that. Guys that make a difference.
Yeah, but
and
I
you
like
know
Patrick
will make
Kane,
a difference.
Patrick Kane. Like is I would not have
been circling
guys.
On. I would have been circling in on Tarasenko.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, but the fact of the matter is, Dylan, is that most of the time, it's like the Michael Hanzus.
For, I know, it was for the Arturi
Lehkonen
last year.
For a third that no yeah. one even cares about at the trade deadline, yeah. that ends up being the trade that makes the biggest difference.
It was Arturi Lehkonen, you know? Last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but I mean, that was a fairly big trade. That was a pretty big one.
Yeah. It was the second, I think.
Well, and Justin Barron.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And right. Yeah. who's actually... Who's another guy who's heating up for
who
them.
Who scored
oh my
last
God.
Night.
Yeah. But to me... I mean, Brian Burke has said it. I don't necessarily.
You love Brian Burke.
I like him sometimes, and other times we have our differences. But he said, you know, more mistakes are made on those 2 days, you know?
Yeah.
Trade deadline day and free agency day. Yeah. There are more mistakes made on those 2 days than any other day of the year.
Yeah, well, and thanks
this
to
will,
Brian Burke
for contributing
this will to
be,
them.
This will be no exception.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to blow their brains out to get guys, and they're not going to win.
Patrick Kane has that written all over it for me. Somebody blowing their brains out to get Patrick Kane.
I'm not sure you're blowing your brains out, though.
No.
Well, I mean...
Chicago's kind of over a barrel, I guess.
Well, they are now. Now that the Rangers went out and got Tarasenko.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said about it?
I did.
Yeah. I mean, he was bitter. He was bitter. So now, you know, he's probably... His value is a little lower now.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Yep.
So. What do you think? You want to get out of here? You got anything more to talk about?
No, I think, I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Well, we were concise this week. That's for sure.
How long are we?
44 minutes and 40 seconds.
Is that all?
That's it.
Well, we should think of something else to talk about then, shouldn't we?
Well, we already talked about Kunk on Earth.
Yeah. No, something on hockey. Something on hockey. What's going on in hockey that we can talk about that's relevant right now other than trades and that kind of stuff?
I can tell... Tales from the Fed.
No, I don't want to.
Did you
that.
See? Did you see? By the way, Bruce Boudreau is a special guest at a Mississippi Seawolves game.
Was he?
Yeah, because apparently he coached there.
Oh apparently yeah, he got to start did. Coaching. He probably there. Did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so he's a special guest there.
Nice.
So all the Toronto fans that were hoping that Gabby would come to Toronto, I was like, well, you're too late. He's coaching the Mississippi Seawolves because they were very like they were very cagey about their announcement. They were just like welcoming back Bruce Boudreau. They didn't say like just like for a game to wave at the audience
kind of thing.
Right. So I just kind of screenshotted that and sent it to some Leafs fans that I know.
If you're ever going to fire Sheldon Keefe, I don't think Bruce Boudreau's the guy.
Well, as another friend said to me, it's like
Barry Trotz, right? Like you go after Barry Trotz.
You've got a team that's notorious for not getting out of the first round, and then you hire the coach that's notorious for not getting out of the first round.
Or the second. Like more accurately, the second. He's had a lot of trouble getting out of that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, with coaching, it's always just fit.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like it's always fit. And one of the reasons why I like Barry Trotz is because he fit with Washington and he fit with the Islanders and he fit like he, I just... There's never been a team that he's coached where you go, well, that was a bad fit.
Yeah.
It's not like watching Torts on Vancouver where you just think, geez, like
who thought of this?
Who sat around the boardroom and was like, you know
what a good idea
perfect?
Would be?
Yeah.
Mike Keenan in Calgary. That's a good idea.
Right. Now Torts in Columbus was a great fit for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, it was great.
And Torts in Philly, I feel like.
Could be a good fit.
It still could be a good fit.
Sure, it could. Sure, it could. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyways, it's the thing that I like about Trotz is that he just seems to fit everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
And if he's got offensive guns, he knows how to use them. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't, he mm-hmm. knows how to coach that as well. Mm-hmm. And so I don't like the narrative of him just being just a boring defense first coach.
No.
I don't think that's accurate.
No. Yeah. That's true. He's had boring defense first teams in Nashville and the Islanders. But yeah, you're right.
Exactly. He coached to the team that he had and got success out of it. But I think that Boudreau would be a fit in Toronto.
As an assistant, but as a Boudreau or Trotz?
Boudreau. Okay. Believe it or not, I got the name right this time.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Can I say why?
I have to go for a pee, so make it quick.
Okay. The only reason why I say that is because I think that it's just a great fit. And Toronto's built to have to outscore their problems.
Yeah.
And so why not get the coach that knows how to get guys outscoring everything?
Yeah, but that's not sustainable. It's not a sustainable model.
I don't know if it's not.
It's not. No? Anyways, my back teeth are floating now, so I got to go.
All right. Check out KenCampbell.substack.com. Check us out on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to leave a review. Check us out on Twitter @HockeyNoFilter, @Ken_Campbell27. Of course, @_DylanWah. Ken's going for a pee.